Somebody's got to stand up for what's right. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. So on April 2nd, you are going to receive in the mail, or shortly thereafter, a ballot in King County for the April 22nd election. Why in April? Because they don't want to do it in November when lots of people will be voting. They're thinking that fewer votes means that those who have an urgent need to vote yes will make sure they mark their ballot and will get the ballot in, and that the vast majority of the public will just kind of let it pass. That's the thinking, even though they're not going to say that, behind Proposition 1, which would boost the price of a car tab by $60. It would add 0.1 cent to the sales tax to maintain existing transit service. Not enhance, just to maintain existing transit service and finance road repairs and maintenance. Because I guess suddenly those things are an afterthought rather than a basic responsibility of government. Now, bear in mind, this is $60 per vehicle. So if you have three vehicles, that's $180 in additional car tab expenses for you. Plus, the sales tax goes up 0.1 cent. That gets it really close to a dime for what you purchase in King County. They say, well, you know, they just have to do this, and if they don't get a tripling of license tabs, they're just going to have to slash bus service by 17%. Now, it's very interesting, though, that our friends at the Washington Policy Center are producing data that King County Metro has been a little bashful to share with the public. Over the last dozen years, the inflation rate has been 33%. Again, the inflation rate in the last 12 years has risen 33%. Metro's operating costs up 83%. So inflation's gone up 33%. Metro's operating costs have gone up 83%. Something else here, too. In just released figures, this comes from Bob Pishu from Washington Policy Center. Metro acknowledges that they have received record-breaking levels of tax revenue. Last year, they collected more money from the public in taxes than any time ever. Now, this is important because they, after hitting their peak back in, say, I think 2007, the recession began to hit, and they actually got less revenue for several years. But in fact, last year was the highest number they've had before, and in the next few years, they project they'll continue getting tax revenue over and above the inflation rate. In fact, this year, they estimate that they'll get $32 million more than they thought they would get. Okay, that is what is called in the financial world a windfall. They expected to collect about $440 million, instead $471 million. Now, here's the question that I have for Larry Phillips on the King County Council. He says, it's either bus service cuts or this tax increase. Really, Larry? The question I have for you and for everybody else who favors this raid on people's wallets is, why is it that in Pierce County, which has higher unemployment than King County, and in Snohomish County, where they have higher unemployment than King County, they did not raise their transportation taxes, but they received so much more revenue, they decided to expand their bus service. Yeah, that's right. Pierce County had threatened to cut bus service if they didn't get an increase in the sales tax. Voters said no anyway. And they said, you know, come to think of it, we've gotten so much more revenue than we expected to get that we're not going to have to make cuts after all. In fact, we're going to be able to enhance, expand some of our bus routes. Oh, well, that's good news. Snohomish County said, yeah, same thing here. Yeah, we actually got more money than we expected to receive. So we're going to expand our bus service a little bit. Oh, that's nice. King County. Yes, we've received more money than we've ever received before. So unless you triple your license tabs, I'm afraid we're not going to be able to maintain existing service. Now, what about that doesn't sound quite right? The county to the north and the county to the south, they're expanding their bus service within their existing tax system. King County gets even more revenue, a bigger revenue jump than either one of those counties. And instead of expanding bus service, or instead of just maintaining bus service, they said, no, you're going to have to triple your license tabs, or else we're just going to have to cut bus service. You know, I have two words for King County Metro, and they are not happy birthday. There is no way that I could be convinced to vote for something this openly fraudulent. I mean, you talk about an absolute audacious ripoff of the public. I've so had it with Metro. And you know who else I've had it with? These county council members who keep covering for Metro instead of standing up to it. Instead of giving us examples of outrageous spending, they just, yeah, okay, fine. They don't want to fight the union. By the way, did you know that King County Metro bus drivers are the most highly compensated bus drivers in the United States? And occasionally their rebuttal is, no, we're the second best compensated. Chicago is actually, you know, six and one half dozen of the other. The bottom line is, it is an absolute outrage that they're asking you to triple these license tabs that they said would be coming off, by the way. The license tab fee of $20 that putative Republican Jane Haig voted for to deny, so that you would be denied a public vote on the matter. It's supposed to come off this year, because they only needed it to get through the recession, see? And sure enough, they get more, they're swimming in tax revenue right now, more than they've ever received, and higher than their own estimates. So instead of taking off, they say, no, we need to triple it, or we just can't maintain our existing service. I can't wait to vote no. I mean, I'm going to vote no with an exclamation point. I'm going to get everybody I know in King County. I'll go house to house for those few households that don't listen to me. And tell them to vote no. I don't want this to go down to defeat. I want it to go down to ignominious defeat.
Finally, Sean Hannity, live in Seattle, today at noon on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
25 minutes to 8 o'clock. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Let us get to the phones here. A dissenting opinion from Rick in West Seattle. Rick, go for it.
We are not the highest paid in the United States. We're actually number three. I stand corrected. We're actually behind San Francisco. Francisco and New York.
Number three in the country. Okay.
Number three in the country. And our compensation package is not as well as people may think. Okay, we don't get all the benefits that the sheriff's department gets. Okay.
Well, yeah, but you're not police officers.
We actually need the revenues from this vote coming in, or they will, and they've already made plans to cut service.
Now, can you tell me why they're not cutting bus service but expanding it in Pierce County, and they're not cutting but they're expanding bus service in Snohomish County?
Actually, in Pierce County and Snohomish County, when the IE thing, the Great Depression, came along, okay, from the Obama administration, they actually cut service in Pierce and Snohomish County.
And they cut it in King County, too.
Actually, we were able to save our bus service in King County during that time.
Well, they cut it 2%.
The voters were gracious enough to vote in a higher tax at that time.
Pierce
and Snohomish County are actually expanding their service back out to what they originally were.
Okay. So in King County, you're receiving record amounts of revenue. Your operating costs are running 50% higher than inflation the last dozen years. So why do you need to triple car tabs, Rick?
Because the $20 car tab is going away. There's also another one that has a sunset on it, another tax that has a sunset on it, and without those revenues coming in, they won't be able to afford to keep the bus service running.
Well, wait a minute, though. You're getting more money than you anticipated getting from the sales tax and other taxes. You're getting more money than you forecasted. So if you're getting more money than you forecast, why would you need to not only keep the license, the $20 license fees, but triple them?
There's taxes that are sunsetting, and them taxes that are sunsetting, it's going to take away from our transportation.
Yeah, but you're replacing a $20 license tab fee with a $60 license tab fee, and you're raising the sales tax. Now, I understand there's some road money in there, too, but that, to me, that's what makes it kind of a pork barrel project.
Well, you also understand, in the last 10 years, our bus service, the ridership service in King County alone has raised 10%. We're transporting over 2 million people a year in King County and Snohomish County and Pierce County. Okay, ridership is up.
Yeah, ridership is up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and with that ridership, we need, i.e., more buses. I'm fighting two of them right now, but that's beside the point.
Okay, well, if ridership is up, then why don't you raise the price of a bus fee? Why don't you charge an extra 25, 50 cents to get on the bus?
Charging 25 or 50 more cents per person on the bus would be a hardship to the people in the low income and people that 400% below the poverty level. Okay?
Well, adjusted.
That would create a major hardship for our low-income citizens of Seattle.
How much is a bus trip right now?
A bus trip during non-peak hours is $2.25. During peak is $2.50. And they're also proposing a 25-cent increase upon this vote.
Okay, because back in the 60s and 70s. It costs about, 25, 35 cents. And adjusted for inflation, that would be about $2.50, $3 per trip today. So the price of a bus
You're talking per trip.
Yeah.
okay?
Per you get
trip,
a transfer.
$3 per trip. So we're only the Metro is only charging $2.25 per trip. That's a 75 cent loss per trip.
Well, what I'm saying is if bus fares kept track with inflation, bus fares would be a little bit more than they are now. And the other thing is, why don't you guys
be $3.25 a trip?
Why don't you enforce the rule that that if you don't pay, you don't get to stay on the bus? Because I know Metro's policy is that if someone refuses to pay, you just take them anyway.
As a driver myself, I am an advocate for that.
Good.
But also in the same thing, King County Council don't have the backbone to back up Kevin Desmond and Dale Constantine on enforcing the fare.
Well, I'm not sure how much Kevin and Dow really want to enforce that. I know the drivers do.
The information that I've received, Dow would rather enforce the fare on the bus than try to increase the fares. That's the information that I've received.
All right. Anyway, I'm happy to put you on and give you a chance to make your case here, Rick, okay?
But as a conservative and as an advocate for my union, we do need those revenues. King County needs to vote yes on April 22nd.
All right.
I apologize for disagreeing with you, but
no, that's fine. That's why I put you on. I'm happy to give you the last word on it. Okay.
Okay. Vote yes on the 22nd.
All right. Thank you, Rick. That's Rick from West Seattle. Talk Radio 570 KVI.